You're listening to Wiretap with Jonathan Goldstein. Today's episode, Old Scores.
I'm in the studio tonight with musician Sam Shalabi. Sam, you're going to be offering me some musical accompaniment to a story that I'm going to be reading here live.
Mm-hmm.
I should probably also mention that Sam Shalabi and I used to perform together. We were in a spoken word band called Blowhard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where I would recite my poetry, and Sam would accompany me on the electric guitar, right?
Yeah.
And then eventually we sort of, you know, started. We had different artistic visions that became clear at a certain point. And then we went in separate directions. You and I.
Yeah.
Right. I sort of wanted to rock more, right? Like I was going in a sort of rockier, harder edged.
Really?
Direction. Yeah, I mean,
I knew you were heading in some direction, but I didn't know it was more rockin'.
Right. And while I was sort of going in that direction, you were Sam was sort of going in a more kind of, how would you describe it? Like a jazzier kind of new agey sort of eastern kind of thing, right?
No, I guess just more music, like sort of, yeah, more musical.
While what I was doing, you didn't consider. That wasn't...
No, I mean, it was musical, but I mean, right. You weren't playing any instrument.
Well, the human voice.
Yeah, but...
I play the mouth. That's what I play. Hmm. That's the only instrument I need, and I could rock as heavily as I need to with it.
Well, I guess, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. Anyway, so it's been like over 5 years since you and I have played together about, right?
Yep.
Right. So let's get started. Go ahead. Take out the old axe. Take out the axe. Sam.
Yeah.
You were gonna bring your guitar. You were gonna bring the electric guitar.
No, I did you? I mean, if you had. This is like a guitar.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not a guitar. You can't.
It is like a guitar.
What is? Is that an oud?
Yes.
You can't rock out on an oud. All right. Anyway, I'm not. We won't get into it. But I mean, this is a part of. This is what I was talking about earlier about us going in different artistic directions.
We were never.
Right? Anyway,
I didn't know that,
okay.
Actually.
All right.
We've never. Anyway.
Okay, we'll make do. It's fine. Why don't you go ahead and, I don't know, give us a brief history of the oud or something. Go ahead.
The oud is a Arabic ancient.
You see that anyway. Okay.
Ask me that? Actually?
Well, because you know you brought it here, so I want to. I'm a professional, so.
Well, the oud is the precursor of the guitar. It's an Arabic instrument that was brought. During the Crusades was made into the lute. Actually, the word lute comes from oud.
That's interesting. So it's sort of like the Australopithecus on the evolutionary chain that leads us up to the electric guitar. That's interesting. Okay, well let's kick it, shall we? Do you want to, just to warm up? Do you want to do like maybe a little bit of like a hambone, like ba 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 ba, like that, to start out.
Like that, kind of.
Okay, forget it. Doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter.
What are you talking about?
You remember we used to do that song where I would say hambone, hambone, where you've been, and you would respond
we've never done anything like that.
You don't remember that at all. It's amazing to me.
Never hamboned with you.
I would say hambone, hambone, where you've been, and then you would say, I've been to the corner for a bottle of gin.
Never, I've never said that at all. We've never done any hamboning, actually, or anything like that.
You know, hamboning isn't a verb.
We're calling and responding, you know, or we're rocking.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
Now we're rocking. Right. Now we're hamboning.
Doesn't this remind you of the way things used to be?
Not really.
Isn't it making you nostalgic? We used to have this sort of back and forth, this kind of thing. Over to you, over to me.
No, you pretty well just kind of read your stuff.
Oh yeah.
And
my stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I put a lot of a passion into that stuff.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good for me, huh?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, why don't we get started?
Sure.
Okay. So I've written something for us to perform together today, which is sort of...
Really?
Yeah, it's specific. I wrote it specifically for us to play together, and it's sort of, I guess you could call it a kind of fantastical allegory about you and I. And there's some, we go through some rough patches in the course of this sort of epic poem which I've written, but you needn't fear because we come out on the other end of it okay, I think.
Huh.
Yeah. So we're going on a voyage, all right? So give me something sort of, dreamy. And I should also say, just play with the kind of purity that you played with when you first started playing, before you became so jaded, so angry. Take us on a dream voyage. Go ahead. That's nice. That's nice. Take it down. Keep playing, but keep, take it down. Okay. Dolce. After having completed a successful sold-out speaking engagement, down, take it down, lower, lower, you're too loud, lower, underneath me.
I stop playing.
No, you keep playing, play with the balls of the fingertips, not the fingertips themselves.
You know, you actually don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, here we go, you ready? Okay, we're adrift. After having completed a successful, sold-out speaking engagement just outside of San Bernardino, a young lady approached me with a sparkly marker, requesting an autograph on her stomach. I told her that I was born again now, and I no longer did that kind of thing. And she said she understood. We politely chatted a while, during which time she told me she was a doctoral student, writing her thesis on some of my earlier work, and I told her about the perils and ecstasies of life on the road. Then, in the midst of our amiable conversation, she suddenly asked, "What had ever happened to my old sideman, Sam Shalabi?" Okay, now come on, give me sort of like horror music, like The Omen. What?
I thought this was a fantastical allegory.
Yeah, well, it's
by the way.
It is. It is. Well, stay
well,
with
you
me.
Well, just, I mean, if. You just used my name.
That's,
I mean, what was that an allegory of?
It's an allegory of your name. Keep, okay, what? Now just...
My name is Sam Shalabi, though, right? So why
okay,
would you...
All right, can you focus? All right. Then, in the midst of our amiable conversation, she suddenly asked, "What had ever happened to my old sideman, Sam Shalabi?" Horror music. Like Psycho. Yeah, that's it. Atonal.
Okay.
She said she had been to one of our events several years earlier. She said she had never seen anything like it, and asked if we had any plans for a reunion. Sam. My God, I thought. I hadn't heard that name in years. I stood staring at her. Hearing that name was like an LSD blotter slipped under my tongue. I felt my heartbeat start to quicken. Now give me some quickening. Quicken it up, quicken it up. That's it, that's it. No, no, but watch your tempo. Tempo, tempo. Faster, 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 faster. Keep it faster, slower. Okay, slower, faster, lower.
Okay, boy, this is bringing back a lot of memories.
Take it under. Okay, all right. Faster, but take it under. Faster and lower.
Faster and under.
Faster and lower. Let's try it again, okay. I felt my heartbeat start to quicken. Painful thoughts sliced through my brain like switchblades through a ripe honeydew. I reeled backwards, as though kicked through a plate glass window by a satyr's hoof. "Don't ever speak to me the name Sam Shalabi again," I said. Okay, now, here, give me like a ba-bap, ba-bap, ba-bap. The young lady's question had ruined any chance of a post-speaking engagement high. I left the theater in a daze. With all of my heart and soul, I hated Sam Shalabi. Okay, now kick me something really rocky here. Okay, right here. Give me something really hard, okay? But also poignant.
Hard and poignant. I was just wondering if you're, if, is your name mentioned in this story? Allegorically?
No.
Or fantastically?
No.
Or,
okay, here we go.
It's very modern.
Okay, with all of my heart and soul, I hated Sam Shalabi.
Like that.
And down, shh, down. Okay, keep playing. maintain eye contact with me so we can communicate, okay? Like we used to do.
Never looked at each other in blowhards.
Just, okay? Focus.
Yep.
Pay attention. You listening? Okay, here we go. I couldn't remember the last time I heard that name. Sam Shalabi. Sam Shalabi was my spoken word protege. I had mentored him for years, teaching him everything I knew about stagecraft. I taught him how one makes one's voice crispy on the mic, how to hold an audience's heart in your hands, and when to gently release that heart when the time came to buy your CDs from the merchandise table. And how had Sam Shalabi repaid me? Sam Shalabi had crashed my Ford Taurus on his way to buy us frozen yogurt. Sam Shalabi had stolen my wife, a woman whom I referred to in our wedding vows as the Queen of Light. Sam Shalabi had set fire to my backyard, had run over my dog, and, while high on peyote, had urinated on my tax receipts. Okay, now, if you're holding anything back, now's the time to just really just let it fly, okay? Mm-hmm. We just blow the studio walls wide open, okay?
Like a big solo or something.
Just raise us up to the heavens, okay? This is the...
Quintessence of your piece.
It's that. You ready? Okay. Yeah, you see, you're holding back on me. No, could be, you're holding back on me. That's what I seem. I don't know if you're not conscious of it. All right, we'll try it again, but this time I just want you to give me a little something more, a little something extra, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right? Don't worry. If you break a string or something, I'll buy you a new one.
No, it'll be fine.
Okay, here we go. All right, try one more time. Why do you make that face when you play?
I don't know. I've never looked at my face while I'm playing. Actually.
You should try looking at your face when you play. Like you should play in front of a mirror or something. I don't know. It's just disconcerting. It's okay. All right. I'm going to continue. Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Should I be playing?
A, B, P. Always be playing.
Okay.
Do you remember that? That was one of the blowhard commandments. A, B, P. Always be playing. A, B, R. Always be rocking. Okay, here we go. I despise Sam Shalabi with every ounce of my soul. If Sam Shalabi were here with me right now, I thought, I would peel the flesh from his bones. I would stick a broken mop handle through his chest, withdraw his kidneys, and eat them as I would a chicken brochette. I would rend the shirt from off his back, throw him down upon the earth, and roll him in a death grip towards the sea. Give me something country western, sort of like a hoedown. No, not happy music, but like a sad hoedown.
A sad hoedown.
It's a sad hoedown.
Wow, okay.
That's not bad. But tempo, tempo.
That's not very sad,
tempo,
though.
Tempo, tempo. Duce, duce. Okay, all right. Take it down. Just lower, lower. Okay, keep playing. ABP. Once we were at the seashore, I would look down upon his repentant, shamed visage, and I would find within my heart to act with mercy. Smiling, I would calmly explain to him this. There is a songbird, I would say, a songbird that sings a tune more beautiful than any song in the world, and that song is the sweet song of friendship. Fluttery, fluttery. And as Sam would wipe the bloody snot from off his hair, I would put my face close to his and I would speak these words. There are gold ships, and there are silver ships, but there is no ship like friendship. And then we would embrace like long-lost brothers. On the plane back home from San Bernardino, I ordered a whiskey, and I drank to my own health, basking in the glory of my stellar speaking engagement. And up and take us out. Good stuff. Good stuff. Now, I was thinking we could maybe end with a sort of a hug. So it's sort of like the moral of the story has come to fruition.
That there's no ship like a friendship.
Exactly.
That was the point
and
of your story.
And I'm going to reach over to hug you, and I want to get plenty of like scuffling on the mic, you know, so you could hear my arms brushing against the mic as I go to hug you. Okay? All right, here we go. You ready?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Well, don't why, you have a problem with that?
No, it's...
Okay, here we go.
No, you might do something to the instrument.
Come on. Here we go.